We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yep, Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy had to bounce for a second, but we got a young man in here who's got one of my favorite rap albums of the year, The Forever Story. J.I.D. is here.
What's happening?
What's up, my brother?
What's going on, dog?
How are you, man? How you feeling?
I'm solid.
This is your first time here, isn't it?
First time, yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, appreciate y'all for having me.
Absolutely, man. I love The Forever Story, man.
Dang.
Tell me about the title of that project.
I'm, like, big into, like, sequels.
Mm-hmm.
So the first a project that I guess got me like noticed was The Never Story.
Yep.
So, you know, like Friday, next Friday, like, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
The Forever Story is like the extension of The Never Story.
True.
Real
that's
simple.
Like a prequel.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we learned a lot about you from some, I like how you tell stories. It kind of reminds me of how Ghostface would tell a story and name people and you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
But it's a good way to like explain everything that happened.
Yeah, it's literally like, account like on account detail well detailed accounts, you know what I'm saying?
Because like, I was like Terry Payne. First of all, I thought you said T-Pain.
Yeah.
In that song, but it's Terry Payne.
Yeah, Terry Payne. He hate that.
So explain that story. Yeah.
That's from a song called Cody Blue 31.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, the song is dedicated to my homegirl. Her son had passed, and his name is Cody. And he played at this park that I used to play ball at. It's called Central DeKalb or whatever. Mm-hmm. And his like the team is blue and then his number was 31. So I just dedicated that to him. But it was just like telling stories about childhood stuff. And then my dog, Terry Payne, we always used to joke with each other and stuff. And my sister's like, all my sisters super fine. So he used to be like, oh, your
that's
sister.
Hard,
you know what I'm saying? Making jokes about like, oh, your sister, da-da. So we always had a little like teenage combat, you know what I'm saying?
About, you had to swing on him a couple times.
About to throw hands about it. Maybe I don't even think me and Terry, I said, that's why I said on the song, I'm about to swing on him because we ain't never really hit about it.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Just telling stories of growing up and stuff like that. That's all it was.
You from Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm from
Atlanta. I don't know why, for the longest, first I thought you was from North Carolina for a while.
Hell.
Then I thought, don't do it like that. I'm from Carolina.
My bad.
You about to just shit on North Carolina?
Nah,
he just said it because of cold, though. That's why.
Yeah,
he probably would think that. Yep. Yeah.
And then I thought you was from Virginia for a second. Because you went to Hampton for a little while.
Come on, man. Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro.
He proud from it. He don't want you to think he a transplant.
Come on, man. Real sick, man. Real sick, man. Come on.
But you went to Hampton for a second, right?
Yeah, I got.
And you and Irv Gang, and y'all got kicked out.
I got kicked out. Half of them got kicked out.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you from the A.
I'm from the A, from the inside, yeah.
Okay, okay. Now, how did that record with Imagine Dragons change your life?
Bro, when I tell you a machine, bro, I ain't never seen no machine like that. Mm-hmm. And like you said, like I'm signing Cole.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen a record work in the respect they put to it.
So wait a minute.
The, like the respect.
And Cole don't got a machine?
He got a machine. He is a machine itself, but not like them damn dragons.
Yeah, yeah. Not like them dragons. You said that you're like you in Game of Thrones.
But,
like, not like them dragons.
It initially came, I guess they were fans, you know what I'm saying? And they love hip-hop. Like, hip-hop, they're like real into it, you know what I'm saying? Just the music, the type of stuff we do. Like, they show love and respect to it. And I already knew how they were, who they was. Like, you hear them niggas in Target every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? just walking anywhere. So my manager sent me the record, said they wanted me to get on it. I don't know. I actually don't know how it came about.
Wow.
Now that I'm going through this story, I actually don't know. I just know somebody reached out at the time. I'm at like Mac Miller house. We working on some music.
Rest in peace to Mac.
Rest in peace, my dog, Mac. We working on a song. And I remember how I started the song. Bro was like, no, I don't like that for this song. Maybe an hour later, I get a text. He's like, hey, Imagine Dragons wants you to get on this song. I played it. Mac was like, you should start this song off how you was about to start off on the song we was working on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was perfect. Like, I'm glad he told me that because it turned into, like, one of the biggest features I ever did.
Damn, so you had that record that long ago?
Yeah, bro. It's, like, the year he passed.
Wow.
For sure. Yeah, it's been sitting. Just, that's what I'm saying, the respect they put to it. Like, it's been sitting for almost 4 years. And then it's just been on the charts like forever.
So yeah.
Almost got 1 billion streams. Like, it's double platinum, maybe 3 times in some places.
Yeah, I remember when they announced it, I think for the year, you had more screams than Cole.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, well, how did that happen? I'm like, well, Jid got a catalog, but also got to be this Imagine Dragon.
Yeah, right? Good job. It's play the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, Cole seemed like the type of person that would be happy for you for that. You know how some people.
Why wouldn't you be?
We ain't talk about that record one time.
I really
don't even know if he know about it.
He got to know about how big that
record
is.
He probably know.
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. Like, I wonder, like, did everything go up for you after that? Did, like, the label say, yo, you got to finish up your album? Did the budget get bigger? Like,
you know what? I ain't even really, like, I was good with it. Like, I understood the moment and stuff like that. But I wasn't trying to, like, go off of their coattails.
Right.
I ain't try to let the moment die. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I was like, all right, I appreciate this, but I want a record like that for my own. You know what I'm saying? I want that under my name. I want JID to have one of those. And if that's in the car, that's cool. But I really ain't trying to play off and trying to get, oh, Imagine Dragons fans come over here. Like, y'all ain't on that. But I'm talking about some great nigga shit on this album.
Y'all probably
can't even understand. Can I cuss?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But they probably wouldn't even understand. So I ain't really trying to play into that too hard. And I respect it. I got much love for their fan base and everything that they do for them. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, it's a little selfish.
I get it.
Now, I saw you saying that you originally didn't even want to be a rapper.
No.
And as talented as you are, I'm wondering, you're the youngest of 7, right?
Yeah.
What do you think, like, being the youngest of 7, how does that play into the skills that you have and the stories that you tell?
Just being a youngest, I guess I was very, like, perceptive of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I kept, just an eye on everything around me. So I saw my brothers and sisters do stuff, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? It was really just trying to, like, figure it out, because I'm like detached by like 4 or 5 years, so it was kind of like when they was in college, I'm just now going into high school. So it was like I grew up with them, but at the same time I had like space to figure out who I was, alongside like knowing, oh, these are your roots, like you got a little crazy, you know what I'm saying, you kind of talented, like you could just see your genes and your brothers and sisters.
What did you want to do then if not be a rapper?
I was trying to go to NFL, you know, hoop dream, football stuff, like I'm from the South, you know, we all play ball and stuff.
I was I love the song Stars, man. And it sounds like it was based on a true story. So
yeah.
You were a homeless sexual at one point? You had to...
Wait, bro. I was what?
A homeless sexual at one point?
Homeless sexual? What is that, bro?
Because in the song, I think you started off by saying, like, let me stay with you for a little while. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You give the woman some dick. Blah, blah, blah.
Broke nigga dick.
Yeah, broke nigga dick.
And that's always the best.
You gotta fuck for room and board.
Yeah. That's always like you for sure. Fighting for your life. So.
Yeah, you gotta fuck for room and board.
You got a little money. It's not as good.
Homosexual.
Dang, that's cold right there. That's a good terminology.
How old were you when that happened?
Homosexual.
Nah, this is just like throughout mm-hmm. my life, you know what I'm okay. saying? It was just really me going through like the process of all this transition from like, I'm doing sports and all that. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, like, okay, I got kicked out of school, you know what I'm saying? Back to that. And I had to figure out like, what was the next goal? Cause I was like going to school. I was on a full scholarship, mm-hmm. Football, and then got kicked out, derailed everything. I was thinking about being like a lawyer or something cause I remember a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of like, I just got a good memory, you know what I'm saying?
Photographic memory?
Photographic, yeah. Damn it. And that really was it, bro. I was just trying to figure out the next step. I didn't want to be a lawyer like that. I feel like they say you got to be tall. Like you got
to.
It's something about pathos. It's something about pathos and ethos. And then say like, you know what I'm saying? You got to be tall and have your presence. And
word.
You know what I'm saying? That's just a certain thing about being a lawyer. I don't know. So I was like, damn, I got to be tall to be a lawyer too. So football ain't work, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, you can rap. Like all the homies always used to say that. Like mm-hmm. we used to freestyle and it just came to my head. And y'all know Earth Gang.
Hell yeah, love
so
Earth Gang.
I was on a, like I said, I played football. And it was like, bruh, you're not finna go to league. You're not growing no more, bruh. Like,
Jesus Christ. How do you not take that criticism as like being negative? Like,
I was like, you're right.
It's realistic.
It's my dog. He told me the truth. And I was like, all right. He was like, bro, just start. Let's rap. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. We can really put this together. So we started Spillage Village, the collective. And that's where it started, on the grounds in Virginia, like at a school I got kicked out of. Mm-hmm. And it worked out.
So those women that you were staying with, do you look out for them now? Do you throw them a couple of dollars?
No, sirski. No, sir. I got real stuff going on, man.
But you grateful for the roof they gave you?
Were they at least women that you liked, or was it like, I just really?
Yeah, it wasn't okay. Like a whole collective of women, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no community of pain, you feel me?
True.
Okay,
yeah. So it was if anybody that I dealt with, you know, appreciate you.
And you got Yasheen Bey on that record too.
Yasheen Bey, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How'd that happen? And why that record?
Just because like he the OG, you know what I'm saying? He reached out a long time. Well, not even reached out. He spoke about me on a morning show. I'm not sure which one when it was, but he spoke about me. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Show me love. So ever since, I'm like, I'm gonna make it my goal to find wherever you are on earth, you know what I'm saying? It just lets you know, like, honor you, show you my love and respect. So we just tapped in on different mediums or whatever. And I was like, bro, you got to get on this song. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I did this little beat switch for you. I want you to get this record. And he came through like OG would. Like, he's amazing, bro. He's just a good, genuine, you know what I'm saying, intelligent brother.
Dope.
And yeah. he doesn't do everything. It's hard to
not even
get in touch with him.
Yeah, that's why, like, I stand on that. I really, like, appreciate him for even, like, stepping into my world and just showing me that love.
And you sample Miss Fat Booty. Which came first, the verse from him or Miss Fat Booty sample?
The Miss Fat Booty sample.
Okay, so that's really nice.
I tried to put it all together, like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and sample. You already showed me love, so I'm going to sample a song that means a lot to me
mm-hmm.
just to maybe perk your ears up, you know what I'm saying, see what's going on. And then I'm going to sing you something.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be a part of this ecosystem I'm trying to build. And you worked out.
This whole album kind of sound like a movie. Now, in particular, this song "Crack Sandwich."
Yeah, for
love
sure.
Love "Crack Sandwich."
For sure. That's one of my favorites.
I love "Crack Sandwich," but it's not actually about crack sandwiches.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It was just
your brother. And I was telling you, I met your brother, Israel, and Izzy, you call him. But we were in Notori and Two's wedding together, and he was actually my partner. He was a groomsman, and I was a bridesmaid.
Cute.
It's
uber cute.
Yeah, we walked down the aisle, but I could get a little sense of how wild he could be.
Yeah. My brother's lit. He was in the league. He did his thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good catch. It's a good catch. But no. That's crazy that y'all tapped in, because we've been on two forever. Like I said, he played pop ball with my brother, because mm-hmm. they older than me, and we just been cool ever since.
So tell us this New Orleans story where things went a little crazy and the family got arrested.
All right, so boom. My brother graduating from Tulane University mm-hmm. in New Orleans. We going there for celebration, whatever. Whole family there. Well, it was probably missing a couple family members, because it's like seven brothers and sisters, so everybody went there. I guess my sister's just a little too lit. They went to the restroom. Something happened in there with some girls. It got taken outside. My sister got kicked out. We still in there partying or whatever. And I see through a glass window, a man hit my sister in the jaw.
No, man.
Oh, that's
In the jaw. But we in the VIP, all of his football friends, like professionals there. They all cool with my brother because, you know what I'm saying, he the man. It was straight mayhem. We broke the glass.
So what did you say? You alerted everybody like, yo?
No. I seen it, but I feel like everybody got the energy because all the energy was going towards the door. They trying to not let people out. So the bouncers and stuff trying to like stop the whole, not the whole football team, but just a bunch of like strong black men. Mm-hmm. It came outside, broke through the bouncers, broke the glass door down, and it just like a brawl in the street.
So y'all caught the dude?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, good job.
But it was a bunch of them. Because we in New Orleans, they had about 10 people. We had about, like on the song, I said like 23. We had a bunch of people. So it was just straight melee. Just everybody just fighting. It was horrible. It was probably one of the most traumatic things I've ever been through in my life. It was teeth knocked out, blood everywhere. Ooh. Like,
I mean, he hit your sister, though. I mean,
yeah. We worked him out. We figured him out. I don't know how good he's doing right now.
Even to this day.
It was mainly my siblings, mm-hmm. which is kind of crazy about it. It was mainly my siblings that got. But we didn't really get in trouble. They knew somebody who was popular or whatever, just got out of there. It was mm-hmm. a cool situation, but it was not a cool situation. Like,
I
was 17,
die.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So I'm fighting like 21, 22-year-olds. Right. You feel me? I'm 17. I'm about to go back to college. I'm about to go back to school on Monday. I ain't go back scraped up. It was all good because, you know how to throw them. But,
yeah. And you out of town, so you was like, man, I don't know if they got guns.
I thought we was going to die. They was screaming. They was, we're gonna kill y'all, gonna die tonight. Like, yeah. New Orleans accent. It was kind of crazy.
Now, what did your mom say when y'all called from jail?
I don't even think it had to go that far. Okay. Only thing we had to call nobody. You know what I'm saying? We just moved around. It worked out.
Go back to the song Crack Sandwiches.
Yeah. That's the song.
Yeah.
That's the song I'm explaining. Crack Sandwich. Yeah, the fight. The third verse. I'm bringing back these third verses, or at least trying to. You know what I'm saying? So on the third verse.
Got you.
Crack Sandwich, I explain the story. The first two verses, I'm just setting the landscape or whatever. Mm-hmm. The third one is where like everything changed, and then I start telling that specific story.
I thought that song was about poverty this whole time.
It is. That is. Okay, that is all poverty. You feel me? That is just we fighting. It's black on black stuff we shouldn't be doing.
But in that situation, it's justified though.
It's justified for sure. And the crack sandwich, it just came from the hook, and then I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of my brothers and sisters were born in the '80s, mm-hmm. so it was like crack.
Yeah.
And then on the hook, I was like, I ain't got cheeseburger money, make a sandwich.
Make a sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, so just cracking sandwich. I just put it together because it's a bizarre name. Like, you'll never really see nothing like that.
You got to listen to the song to understand.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Mm-hmm.
Now, you talk about, you know, how this album, you say, is a good piece of your origin story. So I wonder, like, what did you say on this album that you didn't say on other projects, you think?
It's just explaining how I even got here. Mm-hmm. Before, it was just coming from, like, it was called The Never Story. So it was coming from a place of just like, I don't know if this is a real dream. I don't even know if this is a real thing. I made this song. Y'all like the song. But maybe this is 2-3 years. I'd be around, make a couple hundred thousand, make a couple million. I'd be gone. That's what The Never Story was. I've been here for 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've been signed since 2017. My first album came out 2017. I've been signed since 2016. It's 2022. It's a lot of people that came and gone. I finally got like one of the biggest records of my career, and this is the biggest album I ever dropped. Like, it's done the greatest numbers, whatever. All that's cool, but it's just like me centering myself, like all this stuff going on around me. I'm not even sure if I was gonna be here for that long, but it's coming into like a fruition, like a real reality around it. That's hard for me, like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the people that I grew up with, my brothers, even everybody like that I'm around, I'm the only one, like, you know what I'm saying, in this position right now. So it's a lot of responsibility, a lot of different things that come with it. I'm, like I said, I'm the youngest, but I'm damn near like the big little brother. That's just the cards I was handing. I take that like with so much respect, you know what I'm saying? And it's humbling to an extent, but at the same time, like, Forever Story's like, all right, you can pop your shit, twin. Like, you can really go. Like, you really could be here for a minute. Like, I see myself like in that light, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Kind of like tapping on the feet of the greats right now, mm-hmm. or at least trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Like Lil Wayne, how is that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's part of the reason I do this.
Yeah.
Like, Wayne was, I'm sure people could see it. I'm from Atlanta, from the South, so that's like the main inspiration. That was one of them, like, of course. Like,
you said Wayne, Andre 3000, who else? Somebody else you said on the album, right? Wayne, Andre 3000, somebody else you mentioned.
Jay, Beyonce. I want to be Beyonce. for sure. Jake, yay. You know what I'm saying?
Yay. Yep.
I said that too. It's just an album full of like, just.
Now, what Kanye do you want to be? Because I saw you tweet out that Kanye is a cracker and you deleted it.
Yeah.
I call him KK Kanye at this point. He's a full Nazi.
I'm gonna let the dust settle before I really give my opinion on, cause I don't want to jump on it. It feel like it's a lot of noise out there right now.
When somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
Cole was right on False Prophets.
Okay. I'm staying out the way.
But you got Wayne on the album too, though.
Got Wayne on the album. Yeah. That fucked me up. I ain't even. You know what's crazy? When I first got the verse, I ain't listened to it until like we started doing mixing. Mm-hmm. I was like, this can't be real. You know what I'm saying? I let it sit for a minute. I knew as soon as my folks sent me the what's name, and I heard the lighter flick, I just turned it off. I was like, no, sir. Like, I don't
want to hear. Not the lighter flick.
Not
wow.
The light. As soon as I heard it, I turned it off. I don't want to hear it right now. Like, this can't be real. Then we got the mix, and I heard it. I was like, nah, I'm about to come after you. You're not finna try and steal my song, Jack.
Yeah.
So
you rewrote your verse?
I ain't rewrite. I just gave him like an 8 after his.
Got you.
It's because I ain't never rewrote no verse, but. For that moment, I just gave him a little extra. That was the first time I actually did that too.
Had he reached out before?
I actually went on a small college run with him in like 2016.
Wow.
And got booed.
Wow.
The first time I ever got booed on some like, just cause bro was late. Shout out to Wayne. But bro was late, so they was waiting on him. We at ODU. I never forget Old Dominion University. I'm still mad at y'all about that. I ain't even get a chance to rap yet, bro. As soon as I walked down on stage, I was like, I must be the ugliest nigga in the world because they just straight, boo.
Did you have dreads then? Was it start to grow?
Yeah. So they probably could have thought it was Wayne coming out like super late or whatever the case may be.
They wouldn't have booed.
Nah.
But that was 6 years ago, too. And that's a terrible setup. Somebody's late, people waiting.
Yeah.
They still waiting.
Not just college kids, icons.
Yeah. And then they don't know who you are from a can of paint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is when I first like dropped a song that kind of got like starting to get notoriety or whatever.
Did you keep going when the booth
for started? For sure. Okay. I started freestyling, doing all stuff to divert their attention. It worked out.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they booed at the beginning, and then at the end, they was cheering.
I don't know. You might have just been like, all right, thank y'all.
you know what I'm starting to realize just on some hip-hop shit? And because I'm from the South, so I get it. But I always say that the four most influential rappers of all time are Jay-Z, Kanye, Wayne, and Tupac. But a lot of people debate me about Wayne. And I'm like,
damn.
How?
Yeah. They must not... felt the presence of what was going on when he was doing his thing.
Yes.
And still doing it.
Still doing it.
That's a little weird.
And think of all the legends that he produced. Think about how he put Cash Money on his back and brought Cash Money back to prominence. You know what I mean? It's just like, and he's been doing it since 1996.
That's crazy.
When you think about it.
That's
like,
crazy.
So when you said that on the album, I was like, okay, I know I'm not tripping. Cause the idea, youngin', you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I'm 30 now, bro. I'm old head.
Oh my gosh.
So I really had to step into this 30-year-old man, like, presence, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. I love, like, Asian with grace.
Yeah.
Like a black man, like, I love this.
And also being more successful every year. I think that makes getting older even more fun.
And money.
Yeah, exactly.
Money make it real.
Doing things that, like, you think about when you first started, how life has changed so much.
Exactly.
Now, I saw you also said with this album, you did it a little differently, like the whole process of making it more like community with people being around.
Never doing that again. I'm not listening to nobody.
Too many people in the studio?
It's too many opinions, too much.
Yeah.
I ain't never doing that again. I'm going to get back to like, not even get back, because I executed what I wanted to execute, but I'm not listening to, I got to go on my own lane, because too many ears, too many, what they say, cooks in the kitchen.
Cooks in the kitchen, yeah.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
But you had a direction for the album and they was trying to take you somewhere else, so.
Yeah, for sure. But I got in my way. I did. It came out the way I wanted it to, but it just took a little longer to.
How'd you get in your way?
Just overthinking, underthinking, trying to make something like perfect. Nobody makes a perfect anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what album is perfect that I could just listen to it. It may be one or two out there that's just like amazing, perfect. Mm-hmm. You could just live through it, everything, but I was trying to aim for something that's, what's the point?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not perfect every day when I wake up, so let me just give you this body of work and just keep pushing. I was kind of dwelling on it.
Two of my favorite songs on the album is Brother Them
and
Sister Them. Break those records down for me.
Brother Them is like, it's more light, you know what I'm saying? You can get like a vibe from it. You can understand, like, just brothers, camaraderie. But the mm-hmm. sister them is probably the most, one of the more important records on the album, mm-hmm. just because it's a weird situation.
Definitely one of the longest.
Yeah. But it was me trying to, like, spill some stuff that I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With my sisters, we don't even, like, really talk. We don't fuck with each other. And it still bothers me to this day. So it was, like, kind of trying to, like, unlayer that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Peel back layers to that in a situation I don't really know, like, how it's going to turn out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, somebody going to die, but just on some, like, I don't know how we ever going to, like, mend this situation.
What about, like, around the holidays? Those are coming up.
Shawty don't even fuck with pagan holidays like that.
Mm-hmm. She's your witness?
Huh?
She's your witness?
Muslim? She's so deep. We ain't spoke in a minute. I don't even really know. It's Christianity. You know what I'm saying? It's some black southern rooted, like, religion, but we don't really talk. So mm-hmm. I couldn't even give you her perspective of what she believes in. I just know she don't fuck with me.
Is there a reason?
This industry.
Oh, she think you like evil.
She never wanted me to do this.
Yeah, because
like she just don't like the whole, all of it. She think it's like
the devil.
Other side.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, just listen to my music. I'm talking about God.
Yeah, you're like, I haven't had to sacrifice nobody yet.
Oh my God. Nah, but yeah. It's a weird little situation.
What's interesting about those records is Brother Them has a feature, got Lil Durk.
Yeah.
But Sister Them, you kept by yourself. And I thought that was interesting because, like, the logical thing would be to go get a woman, Rhapsody or somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
But why'd you decide to do Brother Them with a feature but Sister Them alone?
I went through the whole process of, I was about to do that. Like, the fact that you said Rhapsody
mm-hmm.
is, like, so on par with my mm-hmm. whole brand. Like, I love her.
Oh, she's my favorite rapper.
100%. So I was literally about to reach out to her about that. But the dirt situation came just because I'm a fan. I'm mm-hmm. I think he's amazing. I wanted Thug on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But main workout. And then I got Mustafa the Poet doing an amazing, like, spoken word piece mm-hmm. at the end. But Sister Them just didn't need it. I had enough words to, like, dispel what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. I hate it. I can't even listen. I don't even really like listening to the song.
Right.
Just because it's annoying. I'm like, dang, you don't really fuck with me. Like,
yeah.
And I don't fuck with you, but.
Whatever. Does anybody try to intervene in the family and put it together? Like,
nah. Mm-hmm. Not for real.
Even how the album started with the voicemail.
Yeah.
And so is that real? Like, do people really think that?
Nah. That was my old
But I'm saying, do people really come at you like that?
Nah. Because besides that one situation with my sister, everything being cool, you know what I'm saying? That was my football coach. She just talked shit like that to everybody. You don't pick up the phone one time, he like, nigga, da da da. So that wasn't really that serious. That was my dog, Cobal.
What did you learn from football that you applied to the rap game?
Hard work, mm-hmm. over talent type shit, you know what I'm saying? You can be talented as anybody, but mm-hmm. you ain't working, like, you know what I'm saying? I kind of like staying in the studio. I don't really party that much. I don't really whatever. I really like that, staying to work. Mm-hmm. It's like I said, I'm a grown 30-year-old man. I ain't got time for no kid, mm-hmm. no kid games. Like, I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to aim for something. Once I get there, I'm probably wild out.
The thing I love about guys like you, though, man, it's like, yo, you've been in the game 6 years, but your music has always had a level of maturity to it. You know what I mean? Was that, like, by design?
Just because I feel like I came into the industry, like, as a grown man, I kind of knew what I wanted. Like, mm-hmm. I ain't really had no time to, like, play around. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people say, oh, I want to do music my whole life. So you've been working at this since 15, 16. Mm-hmm. But literally, I started when I was, like, 22. Like, yo, I probably can make it before I'm 27. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I hit a mark, if I get in before I'm 27, then I'm gonna ride this out till we 50 or till the wheels fall off. So I got to go. I got a mark. I got a money mark of what I want to make from the industry. Mm-hmm. So I always had it in my mind with how I operate and stuff like that. And it's really that, for real.
And you had other options besides Dreamville.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was, I know, Quality Control?
Was
that one place you could have went to?
Yeah.
Were you close to doing that?
For sure. I was about to, Coach K is my dog. Like, he was one of the first people, like, bro, you got something going on right here. And I was literally about to do that. I think it would have worked out either way, bro, because, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm on both sides of the spectrum. I can do this, I can do the lyrics, but I'm still a nigga. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the end of the day, like, I can do whatever needs to be done to get to skin the cat. Is that whatever?
It's, you know, more than one way to skin a cat.
It's more. That's a horrible phrase.
People say that, but I don't know if there is one.
PETA.
I've never skinned a cat.
You never gonna see a nigga skin a cat.
Word is
cat,
mom, so,
cat'll get you up out of there, yeah, for
so
sure.
How is there more than one way to skin
that
a cat? Who did
phrase.
That to know?
That was created by a white
some
man.
White people. Yeah, ain't no nigga skinning no cats. Skinning cats.
But that's a good problem to have when you have options. But were there other people coming to the table? Like,
crazy. I'm finna tell y'all a story. We was about to sign. Me and Irfan was about to sign. Not about to. We was not about to do it because we saw the deal. We got offered a deal from Rich Homie Quan.
For real?
For sure. For sure.
That would have been a come up for Rich Homie Quan.
Oh my God.
That would have been a great get.
Bro, the deal was disgusting though.
What was the deal?
It was straight disgusting. What I don't even remember deal? It specifically, but I just remember I was like, nah, I don't even know nothing about deals, but I know this.
Crack sandwiches?
Straight crack sandwiches.
Damn.
For 5 years.
Was he the first person to come at you with the deal?
I feel like he was. Okay. And we were just dealing with some of like his people or whatever. So it wasn't specifically him. I feel like at the time we haven't even met him. I feel like he was just having his moment. We had people around like, yo, Rich Homie, you want to sign some people? These niggas out of A, they hard. So I think that's how they came about. And I don't know. I feel like I made the right decision.
No, you did a great job.
I do too. So how did Cole happen?
He already knew about Earth Gang because they was popping like since college. They already knew what was going on. So they went on tour with Ab Soul. And then I just came out, popped out, did a song every night. And Boss was on that tour, part of Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Cole came to one of the shows and he was like, you ain't the Earth Gang. It's only two people. I'm like, yeah, I'm just Dolly. You know what I'm saying? And then Sid Brown. I talked about this on one of the songs called 2007. Sid Brown, one of Cole's best friends. He was always playing Cole, my stuff. Cause me and Sid was like, we should smoke, like chill. You know what I'm saying? While we was on the tour, he was my dog. He was playing stuff for Cole the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cole was like, bro, pull up in North Carolina with Earth Gang. And we pulled up to the studio and I just started barring them niggas up to death.
Damn.
I was like, this is my one chance. I'm gonna kill everybody. And a couple of songs came out of that. That made the first album. And it was just hard. Like, it was just a good moment. Cole just a solid dude. Like, forever indebted to my dog.
Cole is the guy, you know, because I feel like, you know, you can be a legend, but your stature grows even more when you produce other potential legends or legends, right? And, like, out of that whole big three, him, Kendrick, and Drake, he's got the best roster, and it's not even close.
For sure.
Between Irv Gang, Dreamville, Ari Lennox.
You said between him, Drake, and Kendrick.
Kendrick, oh,
they got PG Lane. I was just thinking because what's name is Tops TDE, right?
Yeah,
TDE Tops.
Yep.
So, yeah, for sure.
So what is he doing that you think everybody else may not be doing?
He just real into the like art of it. He love the music. You know what I'm saying? It's actually his label, so he has to. If you gonna sign off on something, it got to be something that you really love.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he just real what's the word? Intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of think he tries to see himself in some of the artists that he signed, and I think that's just like goes all across the board for the whole label. Like everybody, he probably just sees himself in pieces of everybody, and that's how he move with it, I guess.
Do you purposely like on the Forever Soul? You say, you know, I don't want no Cole feature.
For sure. For sure. It's probably gonna be like that for a minute till I get what I want.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Why? Just because you want to be seen as the.
Yeah, like, I'm signing Dreamville. Of course, you're going to get a cold feature. Of course, I take beats. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, music and stuff, it's time to separate from that. I don't feel like he did songs with Jay-Z his whole career. Like, every album, like, that's super goofy. Like,
and most of the songs they did weren't that great. No, for real. Because I remember when the first song I ever heard from Jay and Cole was Mr. Night. I don't want to hear that. That's not what I wanted to hear.
Who had a better verse on that?
I don't even remember now, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Who you got?
I don't know. Yeah. I tried to throw it.
I really don't even remember the record. I don't remember the record because I remember hearing it back in the day. And, you listen to it a few times, and I'm like, this is not what I wanted from Jay and Cole.
But the one on Hove album, when he put Cole on it.
Oh, Starsborn.
Starsborn. That was the one that everybody liked.
That was hard. No, that was dope. That was a dope record. That was on Blueprint 3.
Yeah, yep. For sure. I used to love that album. Yeah, I used to love that album.
And then I feel like you guys also have some good, like, artist development.
Yeah.
Somehow, because I see like the progress, because I always feel like as you go, like the first album, the second album, like, it should always be some type of progression.
Stepping stone.
And I feel that with Ari Lennox too a lot.
Like I love her album. You like her album?
I do. Yeah. It's amazing to me.
You fuck
and
with
I think
Ari?
She's fuck so
Ari heavy.
Yeah.
Like she's so randomly funny. Like
she
just
is.
The things that she says.
Yeah. That was actually my favorite. That's been our, you know, our favorite conversation of the year. That's my favorite guest all year long. Ari being up here this year.
She is funny as hell.
And I love hearing y'all two together.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, being
that my
on
dog.
Album.
Can't Make You Change record.
Yeah, that's my dog. She's so talented. Her voice is just like timeless.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel so much when you hear her voice. You can hear like the ancestors, the spirits of whoever she used to listen to, just all wrapped up in one. And then she got her own personality with it. Mm-hmm. It's like super fire.
And she got you talking relationship stuff and everything.
Fire. Yeah. Hell yeah. She's smart as hell. Mm-hmm. I love the way she goes about creating her music because I feel like she initially like lives it. She lives it up. Like whatever the hell she's going through, like she's lived that experience,
mm-hmm.
which is tight to me.
Did y'all have a conversation before y'all recorded that record? Like was it a conversation about relationships? Or?
Mm-mm. Not really. I feel like that came so easy. I feel like me and her make like music really simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too much of a conversation. It's just like the frequency,
mm-hmm.
vibrations. Did you see Stevie Wonder was trying to shoot his shot at her recently?
I didn't see that. I just seen the clip. Man, I seen a bunch of jokes around and I ain't even want to really hit on it right quick. They was making hella jokes. Twitter the Wild Wild West, bro. That's why I don't care what I say on Twitter because I'm really not like that in person. But I just know this is just like a lawless ground. So
I was like that 15 years ago. When we all first got on Twitter, we was all like that.
Yeah.
But we also understood Twitter was Twitter and it wasn't the real world. Now, I'm not sure. Everybody,
fusion.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a different thing going on. But you got to take that with a grain of salt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Social media is... We're not supposed to know everybody's opinions. I shouldn't know how everybody feels, but we do, so it is what it is.
Why'd you delete the tweet when you called Kanye a cracker?
Oh, you gonna bring that up again? I said that?
He deleted it. All right, just let it go. It didn't happen.
I don't know. If it ain't up there no more, I don't know if that was
okay. Okay.
I don't know. I call people crackers sometimes.
It's disappointing though, right?
That I just want to plead the fifth on this because I just want to see how everything play out.
You don't want to say
what if
something.
What is this, a master?
It's not. Could we stop this?
I don't
this?
Think it's a master plan.
It's not
a drive slow,
plan.
Homie. You just gotta keep doing that drive slow.
It might be the master's plan. But it ain't a master plan. Is being a rapper everything you thought it would be?
Is being a rapper everything I thought it would be? Yes. Everything. I expect people to do exactly what they're doing right now, especially with what's going on in social media. I expect
mm-hmm.
do it. Everybody's just doing exactly
go
what I expect.
It.
That's why I'm in it, like, I'm calm, you know what I'm saying? Because I kind of see, like, it's kind of high schoolish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you can change lives and you can, like, really change the trajectory of your legacy and your family and all of that. So I think that's hard about it. Like, that's beautiful to me that people like look like us can like just like I love Lil Baby. You know what I'm saying?
Love
just because Lil Baby. I know where he from. I know people like him, but the way he ran it up, you know what I'm saying? His position he in right now, like I know his family, like everything he taking care of. That's just like a blessing. I love to see like situations like that. Like we was, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the same type of struggle and stuff like that. But I don't know. Like, I never really had to, like, sell drugs or do nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nothing crazy. Like, we got in a little fuss shit fight, like, little hood shit, but nothing too crazy. But I understand, like, the struggle of, like, niggas really coming up from then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, beautiful to me. So that's why I appreciate the game for what it is at the same time. But you just got to play it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't play, you're going to get played. You'll play yourself out of position. So.
Did you ever have a job?
One job. I worked at Domino's Pizza. Yeah. I was horrible.
I know you was going in there high, fucking that food up.
I was horrible, bro. I'm gonna tell you a story. My dog from Earth Gang, his name Olu. I got him a job at it, so I started working for like 2 days. Like, bro, come get this job. Like, you know what I'm saying? We pay for studio time. Ooh, bro was such a studious individual. What, y'all got a notebook or something?
Any book? Yeah, grab it.
Bro, you know how you hold a piece like this, bro went to the door with a piece of like a notebook.
he dropped the pizza off like this, dog. Dude called back. Like, bro, what happened to my pizza? He's like, this is how it's made, bro. We got about it. That was his last day of work.
Hilarious. You know what I love about you and Irv Gang, man? You know, because I'm born in the 1900s, right? 1978. Yeah. So I grew up off Outkast and Goody Mob. And like that, the whole Dungeon family.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, even though I hate using this word, but it's true. They niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
they
they really conscious black men
from
the hood. And they knew how to talk about things of socially redeeming value,
yeah.
But in a very relatable way. And I feel like that's the tradition y'all are carrying on.
For sure, for sure. Because, yeah, you got to have, like, both sides of the spectrum. You got to know how to talk to people. And then you got to have, like, I don't know. I consider myself like a smart ass dumb nigga. Whatever.
We call that a brilliant idiot.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know both sides of the spectrum or whatever. And yeah, I love the way Outkast you do that. I love the way, like, CeeLo and all them, like, you know what I'm saying? Gip, Cujo, all of them, they used to always have this edge. It's like, oh, we can teach you, we can put you on some facts or whatever, or you can get your motherfucking ad whooped.
That's right.
And that duality is just like unparalleled.
Did you grow up on them? Like, I mean, of course you're younger, but they put, like, your older brothers and sisters put you on?
For sure. My brother and sisters, like, was in love with all of it. My brother and sisters have so much of a different, like, taste, you know what I'm saying? Some people, they was listening to, like, old funk stuff, mm-hmm. or, like, of course, Outkast and all that stuff. And then one of my sisters loved, like, electric, like, rock stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She was onto, like, the Kurt Cobain and all the Red Hot Chili Peppers and all that type of stuff.
So that gives you an edge when you get to hear all the music as the baby in the family
everybody's
listening to.
And then we, like, super musically inclined. Like, mm-hmm. my whole family, like, can do something. Well, not whole family, but everybody's kind of pretty smart and got talents mm-hmm. of their own perspective.
You also took singing lessons.
For sure. So for this album, though. Only for this album.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to hit your own melodies?
Yeah. Miss Beverly Johnson, appreciate you, Miss Beverly. You killed it. My voice had got messed up. 2019, I did like 250 shows. I was just touring all year, touring. And then my voice was messed up. So.
How much a show?
How much I'm getting for a show?
Yeah, how much was you making?
Tony,
in
2019?
Yeah, in 2019.
Oh. for festivals or like my own? Because it's
I'm just trying to do some math.
You're trying to pocket watch. I'm going to take it slow, though. I'm going to take it slow. No, I'm 2019, I say for a festival. 50 balls, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, right now it's real disgusting, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
3 years later, you know, it's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm.
All right.
So you said your voice got messed up?
Messed your voice, yep.
Messed it up, just doing a lot of shows and stuff, a lot of stress on it. And then after that, I took a little time off, took some meds or whatever, got it right. And then I started taking singing lessons just because I'm like, all right, like, this is the only way, like, you can, well, this is one of the ways you can just elevate your artistry. I already got, like, a nice voice, and I know how to write, so. And I know what I like. I feel like I have a great taste level of music. So I just took singing lessons, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, for a couple of months, and it hit for me. Like, it worked out because I got certain notes off that I wanted to get off on the album. And then even on the Tiny Desk, like, mm-hmm. I did okay on the Tiny Desk. I think I did good. She called me disgusted, cussing me out because I missed certain notes. She was
Miss Johnson?
She's like, I could tell you've been smoking. You ain't sit there and breathe. You was trying to be da-da-da, do all this stuff, but you didn't focus on the notes. I was like, yes, please, like, never leave my life, because this type of making me own that, you know what I'm saying, and holding me responsible for that, that's going to keep me, like, going forward.
I love the song Surround Sound, too.
Yeah.
With Baby Tate and 21 Savage.
Yeah.
What is it about Dreamville that brings out, like, I love 21. I think 21's so underrated as a rapper, but what about Dreamville brings out the best in 21?
Me and Savage from St. Hood, like, niggas, like, right down the block, like, Nudie Savage, and I'm like,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? Used to get our haircut at the same place on both Chris Flat shows. So it's just, like, different spectrum, different sides of the spectrum, like I said, and bruh is really one of the most improved and talented. Like, and he's smart as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So with those combinations, bro, and then he work hard, of course he gonna get to the place he is right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think he's, like, super talented. You know what I'm saying? Just a genuine guy, bro. Like, everything he deserves, he getting it just because, like, what he stand on or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, his morals and stuff like that. And I just try to, like, do songs with people that I can morally, like, stand beside, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because I don't really, like, fuck with everybody like that. But, yeah, that's one of the people I just think, he just worked with Dreamville because just, I don't know what it is, bro. Mm-hmm. Just good energy, frequencies, like, good people.
And that was Meezy on the voicemail, right?
Yeah, that was Meezy, my dog. I knew Meezy before he had the goatee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He, real East Side legend, bro.
All right, that's okay. So I was wondering, I was like, damn, I get it now, because it was Meezy, but then it went to the song with 21, but I'm like, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But actually, y'all grew up together, all y'all.
For sure, same hood.
All right.
Are you paying attention to the elections in Georgia?
Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock.
I heard you supporting Herschel Walker crazy.
Bro, I seen a tweet.
Heard you did a song for his campaign, bro.
Bro, I seen a tweet. It's finna be crazy. I seen a tweet. I'm sure they saying it because of CTE. What the nigga say? Nigga say, I don't know if I can say it.
What he say?
Nigga tweeted. Nigga say, Herschel Walker sucked my dick in eighth grade. Vote for Raphael Warnock.
What? That must have been some terrible head.
I'm sure it was a joke. You know what I'm saying? But why would you say that, bro? I couldn't retweet it, but that's I guess hilarious. I just said it on the Breakfast Club, so it's out there.
Why
now.
Can't he vote for him just because he gave him some head?
Bro, why would he say that? That's like a real crazy thing to say.
I guess everything Herschel Walker stands for is opposite.
Bro, I just think it's because of the, they say, bro, brain melting a little bit, bro. Bro, just played football for too long, bro. He just like deep south. I can't rock.
I think he's a good communicator, though. I think that there's probably more people in Georgia who sound like who sound like him or got family that sound like him than they do the Raphael Warnocks of the world.
I think people just like celebrities too, sometimes.
And football player, a bit.
And they get entertained by watching him talk about things. It's
and they talk straight.
Yeah, he talk like he from like. Gullah.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Straight up.
Yeah. Politicians can go over your head sometimes.
Yeah.
He's just talking directly to you. And I think sometimes that connects with people.
Damn.
Do you feel like a responsibility when it comes to talking about voting and politics at all? Or you just...
I hate all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I hate politics and all that stuff. I don't even like... I know it's good for the community. Like, voting locally for your neighborhood and all of that stuff. But when it gets to, like, higher level and all of I don't like it, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't really fuck with it. Just because of the what's going on with black people and everything I've seen since I've been on earth. Like, it's just like, this.
All conditions have not changed.
Nah.
Yeah,
it really make me mad, bro. I really be mad as hell, like, kind of like every day. What Alec Baldwin said, like, to be conscious of your whereabouts, or Negro in this country.
And be conscious is to be in a constant state of rage. 100%. I know we fucked that up, but we're in
the
ballpark.
We fucked it up, but yeah. Bro, I be upset, and I be like, okay, what can I do to like add a grain of sand into this sea of change that we want to see?
Music.
And I try to speak about it. If you listen to, like, Radar, it's a song on the album, the second song.
Second song, yeah.
I'm talking real, like, it's kind of, if you listen to it and you see what I'm talking about, and you're like, oh, he really popping shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of, like, glossed it up. I made it, like, I threw a suit on a pig, you know what I'm saying?
Because Atlanta's such an interesting place right now.
For sure.
Seeing how many people move there.
And then what's going on with the people getting locked up and all of that. Like, Atlanta kind of crazy right now. Like, stay inside for real.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you afraid to move around? Not afraid, but are you cautious?
No, I've been in my whole life, so I know exactly how to move. I know exactly what to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's different for you because there's so many people coming to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Doing all kind of wild
stuff.
They
don't know how to move. I know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying, like, that puts me above or out of any danger or anything, but it's just, no, like, all right.
That's a different level of awareness.
For sure. Just show respect to this, you know what I'm saying? And move around diligently, like, what you're supposed to do.
What do you think the single is off this record? Because I got an idea.
Surround Sound was the fastest record I ever had go gold. We dropped that in January and went gold the day the album dropped.
August.
So that's like months. That was the fastest. Mm-hmm. Thanks to 21 and Baby Tate, like, y'all killed that.
Mm-hmm.
Dance Now has been going crazy on TikTok. Yeah. On TikTok, it's been going crazy.
Shoot at the ground. That's what you were saying? Shoot at the ground, Dance Now.
Yeah. From the Harlem Nights.
Yeah.
I
was thinking Money, even though only because I love that sample. I think that sample is phenomenal.
Smoke that. Appreciate Crisis for that, for real. You know what, bro? Crazy, I was at Dr. Dre's house, and one of my dogs sent me
Light Flex.
We was there, and one of his amazing producers gave me that beat. And
wow.
That's the story.
What you was doing at Dre house? What you writing?
Working. Yeah, we working. We tapped in. Worked on some shit. Write some shit. Yeah.
I feel like everybody knows, like, you're one of, like, the best young lyricists out there. And what happens sometimes with people like you is everybody want to take your sauce before you get a chance to shine on it. Yeah. Even though you've been doing quite well.
Yeah. I'm on their head, though. On everybody, even Dre head. All of them. Everybody who is, like, number one or number top five, I'm really on their head. I'm really, like, not playing with them, for real.
So you going to drop again soon?
For sure.
Before the year's over, right?
For sure.
And what? You got the tour coming up.
Yeah, sold out.
Shmino, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. Big sold out.
So hold on, you going to drop another album before the year's over?
Probably not an album. I'm just dropping music, though.
Okay.
Whether it's Lucy's, whether it's...
Deluxe.
Something, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put some more music out there because I took, like 3 years just to, like, figure this project out. And like I said, I was stepping into, like, my manhood, stepping into this person I am today. So I wasn't really, like, in a rush for anything because I know we in a fast food society, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want instant gratification. Everybody want their music now. And I was just like, no. Like, I'm not in that space right now. I'm still unlearning. I'm relearning, you know what I'm saying? There's still stuff going on that I'm dealing with. Like, I've dealt with a lot of family shit, a lot of tragedies, a lot of, like, good things going on, but it just took a minute, you know what I'm saying, just to figure out my place in this, because it's a crazy industry, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of stuff going on. You could find yourself in a million different type situations if you don't, like, keep your head level. So I just try and stay in my peace, you know what I'm saying, trying to stay in my bag. I'm a wild nigga, but at the same time, I'm smart enough to, like, analyze situations and figure out what could be the best for my longevity or whatever the case may be, whatever in the cards.
I just like some things that you wrote when it comes to your family or things in your life that you were like, I'm not sure if I should put this, and maybe didn't.
Yeah, cause my sense of humor pretty bad. It's pretty dark. Mm-hmm. So and me learning how to rap came from a place of, like, oh, I love, like, Lil Wayne. You said crazy things. I love how crazy Eminem is. I love Future. I love, you know what I'm saying, I love Thug. I love Yeet. I love, like, all these different type of artists. Like, how do I find? I said, Yeet, y'all gotta check it. That's crazy. I love Yeet, though.
I don't even know who that is, but I know.
I just threw it out there because I was talking to my dog Zach. Whatever.
He got songs on?
No. I was just listening to him on the way here.
Oh, so you don't got nothing out yet?
No, he got something out. He got something out. I was just listening to him so that his name just popped in my head. Right. I kind of lost my point. What I was saying.
You were talking about things you didn't put on the album.
Yeah, it's always stuff like that. I got to dial it back sometimes because I just know how to articulate whatever I'm trying to say through music. And sometimes it just be like, nah, that's too much. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. Just be a lot.
Yeah. You got to think about other people. And sometimes, like you said, they'll be offended maybe.
Yeah, and they be at my door about that. Like, even on this album, like, my family's like, oh, you talked about this? Okay. Like, it wasn't nothing bad, but at the same time, okay. You decided to do that.
That's your perspective, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes it's better to put it out there, then y'all can have a conversation about it after the fact.
Instead of, like, hey, I'm about to do this.
That's right.
And asking permission for forgiveness type situation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Listen, man, Jid, make sure y'all go check out the Forever Story. Great building with you, my brother.
Likewise, man.
And I can't wait to hear more music and just keep going, man. Keep growing, bro.
For sure.
Keep skinning cats.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Please don't skin no cats. If you skin cats, I'm going to call you a cracker. And I don't even get on Twitter, but I'm going to get on Twitter to say Jid is a cracker.
For sure. I love it.
It's the Breakfast Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RiteRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Rite Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.